Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil.
Hello and welcome to the program. It is exciting to be back with you again. And before I do my normal opening, I have to give a message to somebody about their pony. I have had this pony in this room with me for probably the last 15 minutes, and I really want to express the message that someone had this pony and this pony has passed. I believe that this pony was your pet for a period of time, and that this pony in its passing has caused you to wonder, or has caused children to wonder, or somebody is wondering if this pony is okay. Has this pony gone to pony heaven? And this pony is wanting me to let you know, yes, this he is fine. Says no longer hurting, no longer hurting. Apparently this pony had gotten quite older and had more like arthritic type of things going on within it. And this pony just wants to express the message of thank you for everything you had done for it. Well, it was living in here in its physical form, and that it's happy, it's healthy, it's enjoying its return to his home. And I'm now going to ask the pony to leave. To go ahead and leave, because he's just been here in such an excited energy, and I'm going to go ahead now and open the program like we normally do and say it's great to be with you, sharing guidance and wisdom and messages from those that come across the veil, and sometimes they can be ponies and sometimes they can be angels or masters or teachers. And the messages that they bring through are for hope and encouragement and guidance, and that's what we're here for, is to help bring that into motion and help bring that into a balance for you. The November and December class catalog that shows the classes, the retreats, and the events that we have going on is now posted on our website of www.whitewolflearninginstitute.com. And I want to invite you to go ahead in there and check it out. It might take a few minutes for it to download. It is done in Word, so if your computer's not compatible with that, just send me an email and I'll be happy to mail you out a hard copy of it as well. And the exciting thing about our classes now is that about 90% of them are available online, conference call, in person, number of different ways, so that those who are not located in Alaska or in areas where I might be traveling to teach some of these classes, you're able to attend through the wonderful, beautiful understanding of electronics, which I don't understand at all. I just know if I push buttons, things work, and that's a good thing. So we are pleased and happy to be able to offer that to you as well. And check out that, because there might be something in there you've had questions about and you want to learn a little bit more about, and what a better way in a class setting with maybe some others online or maybe some others through the people that are here in class and you coming in through the internet. It's really been a fabulous experience for people who are doing that. To learn more about me and who I am and some of the products I have for sale and some of the teaching CDs and some of the guided meditation CDs and the books that I have for sale, go ahead and check those out as well on whitewolfapril.com. And that's a site where you can find out also when I'm going to be traveling into your local area. And we're getting ready to put the winter travel sessions into place, and they're going to be beginning in February. So you're going to want to keep an eye on that site for when those things happen and when I am going to be in your local area bringing in information and possibly doing one-on-one readings and possibly doing some open forum across the Veil events, along with doing some healings, some White Wolf energy emerging healing sessions that we do, and life-changing events that can happen through those. And we travel and we do that often as well, and we're beginning to put that winter schedule together. So like I said, you're going to want to watch whitewolfapril.com for when those things are going to start happening and where we're going to be and when we're going to be doing some of that kind of stuff as well. Across the Veil has a new social network page, and you don't want to put in www or http. You just want to enter in acrosstheveil.ning.com. It's a place where you can go in and read maybe some information, maybe some insight that has come through. Maybe there's a message in there for you. Maybe there's a question you'd like to ask, and you didn't get a chance to call on the radio, or you haven't had a chance to communicate with me through email, but you can do it through that acrosstheveil.ning.com. It's a social network. You can read some of the other questions people have asked and some of the answers that are there, and also some of the messages that come across during the day that I feel we need to share and put out there for people to be able to connect with and experience. And it's just kind of a fun place. You get to see some testimonials, those type of things that are in that location as well. If you're unable to get through during the program and you have a question, I'd be happy to answer it if you want to just send me a quick little brief email question at april@whitewolfapril.com, and just give me the questions and I'll be happy to answer them and send them off. I do one-on-one readings. We can do it online. We could do it through the internet. We could do it through the phone. And I do offer that service as well. So if you have something that's more than just a brief, quick little question that you'd like to ask, I have that service available as well. Just email me and ask, and we'll see what we can come up with for you, see if we can't put some of this together for you. I do also want to let you know that you can hear Across the Veil on BBS Radio Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You're going to want to check the listing times for the areas, because they're not on all the same days or on all the same times on those days. They vary a little bit. So check out the guide and see when we're going to be on those particular days, bringing you messages of guidance, hope, love, and light, and healing. I am hearing the name Georgette. I don't know what this name is referring to. I don't know why they're telling me Georgette or why they're calling Georgette, but I'm going to share that there is someone, something out there that is wanting to express the name Georgette. If you can connect with that name, know that there is a connection that there is for you. I don't know what it is. They're just bringing that name in. It's very strong. They're coming in with it very strongly. I'm hearing a message to share with someone. Do not push the river. Do not try to force your situation. Do not try to make it happen. Your timing is not quite right. Okay, I'm getting it now, what they're trying to say. They're saying don't push the river. Don't try to make things happen before they're supposed to happen. Don't get ahead of the situation. Don't get ahead of what they're trying to give yourself a little bit of time. It's not quite, things aren't quite lined up. They're saying things aren't quite lined up. They're showing me stars, and the stars aren't quite lined up right for this to come into place, to begin to happen, to begin to come into reality for you. So they're saying don't push the river. So they use that saying quite often, and I feel that there's people who, when that message is for them, they know that it's for them because of that statement. I often hear that when I'm doing readings. They'll say, don't push the river. And I think that there are certain people who connect with that, and there are certain people who will know that that message is definitely for them because of that statement. Your timing's not quite right. And allow yourself some time to get things into order. There's a couple little loose ends that are needing to be tied in is what I'm seeing. It's kind of like a package that's being wrapped up with ribbons and the bow hasn't quite been formulated and everything laid out exactly perfectly yet. Give it a little bit more time. Give it a little more time. Then also hearing there's someone out there, you're setting yourself up for failure. They're saying you're setting yourself up for failure because you're not allowing yourself to see your goals high enough. You are keeping your goals at such a low level, and you're keeping your own personal expectations at such a low level that you're setting yourself up to not be happy. You are setting yourself up to not be receiving the highest vibration good of what they want to give to you, of what they want to do for you. They're saying you need to bring your goal level up a little bit. You need to move it up a notch. They're saying move up a notch in what it is you are striving for. Move it up a notch for your own personal perfection, your own personal expectations. These are things within yourself that you're feeling. It's kind of like what they're kind of like showing me is, you know, you could play pro baseball, but you're still playing peewee baseball. They're saying move up into the big leagues, move up, move your expectations, move your goals, change it up a little bit, move it up a notch, allow those things to happen, allow that your guidance on that is in line and is correct. And I was working with a client earlier today, and she had told me that when she left here, she said, I'm going to be tuning in and listening in, and they have come in with a message to tell me, to tell you that you have done exactly what it is they have asked you to do. That the vibration of your decision and what you are doing is something that is actually going to draw your family closer together. It's actually going to draw a level of peace. It's going to bring in a base of higher knowledge. It's going to bring in an awareness within your family that is going to be such a huge blessing for you as mom who sits back and watches and sees. It's also going to heal things that you hold within your own heart, things that you hold within your own life as well. That as you're going through this, know that that decision that you had made is the right decision. Like they were saying to whoever this needing to set their goals higher, you took that step of faith. You set that goal higher for yourself. You set that goal higher for your family and for the well-being of the people in your family. And they're saying that that is what they're wanting someone to do. Move from the little leagues, move from the peewee leagues into the big leagues. And that's what you've done by creating an environment and an atmosphere where your children can be, they can learn so much more and they can accomplish so much more because of what you have done. And the guides honor you for that. I'm actually seeing a row of, they're in it looks like a muslin type of robing for me to get a visual of them. And they're standing there in the namaste position with their hands and they're kind of bowing and saying, you have done the right thing. They're saying, yes, this has been within your divine order. And that it pleases the higher vibrations that you followed the inkling and the calling of your heart. Putting things in order, there's someone that is working on something that they're wanting to accomplish, that you need to put them in order. You need to put these things in order. You need to find the right order for these things to be in. It's kind of like you're looking at it and you're not giving it the priorities that need to be the priorities, or the things that are lesser that don't need the priorities. You're actually putting them not in the right order. You're not putting them in order at all, is what I'm hearing, is you're just looking at this huge plate of activity that has to be done, these things that need to be accomplished, and you just have this big, massive mound of things that you have to do, and you're overwhelmed by it. You're overwhelmed by it. I'm actually seeing, they've shown me this once before on the program, that someone has like a lot of collective clutter around them, and they're actually trying to get from one end of their house, and it's nothing but little corridors through all of this stuff. And that's what it feels like with this person who needs to put things in order. You need to get rid of some of that stuff that's in the way, that's keeping you from accomplishing the tasks, keeping you from accomplishing the completion of this this platter of stuff that you're trying to complete. And they're saying, put it in order so that you can do it. Know that what is important needs to be done right now, right here, and do that. And that which is not of high priority, you can move down further on your plate. And know that when you get to it, you get to it. Don't feel the stress on it. Don't feel a stress on it to a point where you're taking away from others, that where you're taking away from... It feels like you need to really get some of these things in order. And with that said, I know that I've been communicating with a woman this morning, and she's been trying to tie up some loose ends as she's getting ready to travel here to actually take some training on the White Wolf Energy Emerging Healing courses so that we can begin to open another office in the lower 48. And as she's preparing to come up, she's been doing some activities, and they were showing me to share with her those activities can wait. The important thing is that she has everything happening and everything divinely together, so that when she's gone for these couple of days, her children and those that are going to be without her for the few days that she's traveling, it's that type of thing. Get things in order so that there's a comfort, so that there's a balance within that. I see that I have a caller. Nathaniel, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi. I had some construction questions.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to see if my dad wanted to see what I should do about the tile I already installed. I don't know if it's a good job or if it's something I should take the guy to court for. I don't know if it's a very good job. And what's the next thing I should do?
Okay. When you were saying something about the tiles, the comment I was hearing back was, apparently you've done the tiles, is what I heard you say, correct? I heard that,
yeah,
right?
I finished it a couple weeks ago.
Okay. What I heard is the statement was, if they've stayed, then you did a good job.
If they stayed?
Yeah, if they've stayed in place and there's no cracking and there's no shifting and there's no... I don't know why I heard that the way I heard it, but it was almost kind of comical that, well, yeah, you did a good job. They stayed in place. That what you've set into motion, you've done a good job. In other words, you're overthinking it, you're overworking it, you're overprocessing it. Let things be as they are.
My brother's an electrical inspector, and he wants to try to like file a complaint against the guy or something, or something. Do you think I should do that?
Okay. Is this the contractor that you still haven't paid off because there's a few things that needed to be done?
Yeah, I owe him $300, and I don't know. He kind of messed up the wall, and there are some tiles that are cracked. And the gout, you know, the spaces between the tiles are large.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And so I didn't know if that's,
The cracked ones, I'm hearing the cracked ones, you need to make him make that right. That they should not have cracked.
Okay.
And you need to give him the opportunity to come and correct it. If he will not come and correct it, then your brother is right. Seek the help and the counsel of those that you need to help make the system. Situation get rectified.
Okay, so do you think I should hire a tile pro to come out and give an estimate, or just make a note of where the cracked tiles are?
What I would do is, what I'm hearing to say to you is, have the person who did this come and do a walkthrough with you.
Uh-huh.
Make a note, make a visual, go over it and say, I'm giving you the opportunity to correct this. If they won't come and do a walkthrough with you, they've made the decision without you even having the opportunity to ask them to come and rectify the situation. If they've made that decision, then yes, your brother is right. You need to seek counsel from someone who's going to be able to help you correct this through legal matters, through legal terms.
Okay. Is he getting anything next to do? I was thinking of doing the baseboards and the blinds. I don't know. Is there something he's thinking I should do next?
I think that what he's showing me is you've got this plate, and they were showing me this earlier, that there's a few people that have this big plate of stuff in front of them that they need to do. Take off one item at a time as you feel the importance of it is. So if you feel the importance of getting the blinds in, get those blinds in. If you feel there's an importance in, you know, adding your baseboard, get your baseboard in. If you're still doing tile work and the tile's on the floor, hold off on the baseboard if it's going to need work.
Okay, yeah, because I may make a note of the cracked tiles and other you know, maybe, you know, things that are, you know, too big or, you know.
I'm actually seeing you make a video or a digital, that's the word I'm saying, a digital documentary of these items.
Okay.
Because it gives you something that's a hard piece of evidence, a hard piece of paper that you can work from in order to do the process that you may have to go through.
Great. Hey, well, thanks a lot, April.
Thanks for calling. You have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See, we have Benny on the line. Benny, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi. Greetings, April. This is Benny from the sunny state of Florida. Good evening.
Good evening, and I'm up here in Alaska where it looks like we might actually get some snow finally.
Well, I don't think we're going to be getting any of that now down here.
Okay.
April,
what can I do for you today?
What's that?
I said, what can we do for you today?
Couple of things. One, I believe I'm getting closer to my purpose that I was sent here to do. I really believe that my intuition throughout my life has served me well. My question is, how many spirit guides do I have, and do you know their names?
How many guides do you have? Okay. What they're showing me, and I always see this, they're showing me that you have your one main spirit guide that you've come in with. That's that small voice of reasoning. That's that I like to call them our, that small voice of guidance that we hear every now and then. Sometimes mine gets a little loud. Yours may too. But, but I kind of,
yes,
that's that
does.
One that we tend to come through with. They're the ones that they have traveled with us. We've made that commitment. We've made that awareness together to travel with one another in this lifetime. And they're going to be here with us through the thick and through the thin. And that guide is one that will always be with you. Then what they're showing me is other guides that are coming in and helping you get onto your life path and onto your life purpose. They come in and out in different lessons. It's kind of like being in school and going from one classroom to another classroom to another classroom and learning from each of the different teachers. And that's what these other guides have been doing with you, especially within the last 9 months. Last 6 months, a lot, you have felt like you've been in a really almost like a tough schooling type of environment, and that's because there's a lot of them that are coming in and giving information and showing you things. And the visual they give me for that, whenever that comes in, is a person maybe sitting at this little itty-bitty desk in the middle of a football field, and that there's this big grease board in front of them, and they're learning. and all the bleachers and all the seats around the stadium is where the guides and the angels and the masters are sitting and the teachers are sitting. And as it's time for you to learn from one particular guide, they'll come down and spend time with you on the ball field. Then they go back up and another one comes down, or maybe two will come down, that type of thing. And I'm really seeing where you've done a lot of this interweaving of teachings. Can you connect with that?
Well, yes and no. I still feel that my purpose here, look, I'm going to put it out here on the line to you. I believe I may have been sent here for the great transition as, as one of the first wave volunteers. I don't know if that means anything to you.
It does.
But, okay, I'm just picking a lot of this up just off of, this station, this, BBS Radio Live, and a few people that I've met off and on through my life. I've been subjected to what we would call supernatural things all throughout my life. So, and I don't find it strange. What I find strange is that people don't believe me.
Or and that they people, don't realize they're having them themselves.
Yeah. I really got a good dose of what I believe I was here for a couple of weeks ago, listening to a woman called Dolores Cannon, and it really struck home to me. There was something really that really woke me up while I was active duty in the United States Navy. I was a fleet sailor some years ago, and there was an event that occurred, and it made me a true believer, and it was one of those aha moments like, okay, I was meant to see this. With that said, that is when my intuition really kicked into high gear, and I really feel that my time is coming. However, I don't want to push it. I think you said it. The messages that came across was, take your time. We will show you when you need to see it in the time that's appropriate. Okay, fine.
Right.
I'm settled with that. I just want to get more on personal, but it sounds like that there really isn't. Well, you said there is the one spirit guide that's with me, and I'd really like to connect with him if I knew his or her name, if there is such a, you know.
What they often will show me with the guides is that they do sometimes come through with a name that's really strong. And a lot of times they'll say, what do you want to call me? So I recommend to people when they'll come to me and they'll say, I've been trying to connect with my spirit guide, and we'll do a meditation or we'll do a hypnosis or something along that line. And a lot of times they'll just say, give me a name. And then sometimes if they don't give a name, I'll just say to them, start calling them such and such. And if they don't like it, they'll correct you and they'll say, oh, by the way, my name's Michael or whatever. You know, along
that
line. Pardon?
I like that. I like that. I'll just call him a name, and if he doesn't like it, he'll let me know or she'll let me know.
Exactly. And that's a way to, you know, it's kind of like if you're talking to somebody and you keep calling them the wrong name, they're eventually going to say, hey, wait a minute, my name's April, you know?
There we go. I have these compulsions at times, and I really, April, I feel like the world's closing in, and it's scaring me to death because of the events that are happening around me, and I'm really becoming much of a shut-in. Right now, I am searching for employment. I had a bad bout here with a kidney stone a couple of weeks ago, and I was in the hospital for a week, and I had lost my job over it.
Okay.
Things are not that easy down here, and I'm trying to get back doing what I knew how to do best, and that was driving long haul over the road. Do you see anything opening up in that realm?
As far as doing some more driving, yes, there is driving opportunities that are going to present themselves for you. That's also an excellent place for you to be and an excellent place for you to be working in for when this next phase of things is going to happen.
Okay.
It's going to put you more in alignment with where it is you need to be at for this to happen. Is that making sense?
Well, Well, traveling is, yes, yeah, that makes sense, because that the infinite amount of possibilities to be where they want me to be is a lot more better than it is stuck here in Florida. I understand
right.
that, and they can steer me and put me where they need me to be for this phase. And I think that there's, gosh, I feel like this is an awakening for me that I can actually talk like this and I'm not being told I'm crazy. I really think there's two more phases before the big show is to occur. And I'm a firm believer that there are interdimensional beings that are coming to watch
mm-hmm.
this show happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I mean by the big show, I think it's the spiritual split. There will be two Earths, and one will fade into a new dimension, and the old one will be left here.
On
Wednesday,
on Wednesday, are you here? On Wednesday evenings, we have a group that comes in, and there's actually some channeled messages that have been coming in regards to this, what you're talking about, and this type of thing. And one of the things that we do offer with that is I do let some folks who are interested have party to some of the recordings from those channelings. And we have a social network that's called Dragon Riders Unite .ning.com, and it's a place where you can find out some more information about that type of stuff that you're talking about. So that's why I was saying I understand what you're saying, and I'm completely in understanding of that and the stuff that's coming into pass and the things that are going to be happening. So
right.
I would recommend, you know, if you want to find out more about some of the stuff that's going on with the connection here in our state and with some of the folks that we're working with here, that's some areas that you can get some information as well, and some of the channeled messages and information if you're interested in finding out about it.
Yes, I am very much. It's called Dragon Riders.
It's called Dragon Riders Unite.ning.com. You don't want to put an HTTP in front of it or a www. It's just type it in that way, and it's a little social network. And you can find out a little bit more about some stuff there. People post in different things, information, and then you can ask questions and ask for some of the copies of some of the channels that have come in. And I'll be more than happy to share that with you.
Well, thank you, April. I appreciate that.
Not a problem, and I'm very aware of a lot of what you're talking about, and yes, it is going through, and things are happening quicker than some of us are even able to begin to comprehend.
Well, I hope to get a little bit more educated and a little bit more self-aware of it. I just feel like I'm not doing enough, but I know that the planets have to be aligned, and if it's not time, it's like you said a little bit earlier here, it's going to happen when it needs to happen. And maybe I'm getting a little impatient, but I'm becoming more aware of it.
I think sometimes that's why we feel like we get left out in the dark, is because if we know a little bit of it too much, too fast, too soon, we push the river.
Right. Well, I'm not going to push the river. I'm just going to lay back and float down the river. How's that?
That sounds like a plan to me.
Well, thank you much for your time, April. You're very comforting and very, very helpful.
Thank you. You have a wonderful evening.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Oh, there we go. We've got another caller, Sharona?
Sharona?
This is April. Go ahead. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm becoming wonderful.
There we go. What can I do for you?
I feel like the other shoe's going to drop. I don't know what it is. Normally, I can go forward, and I just trust everything's always going to work. And it's like all of a sudden I have questions about whether I'll be able to hold on to my job, whether I'm going to keep living where I'm living. I mean, it feels like everything's all of a sudden in a fog and the clarity went away.
About
and when I talk with friends, they feel the same way.
About how long has this been going on?
Since about June.
Since June,
but it's just been building up. I mean, I've been moving forward, trying to clear some of it out, make decisions to see if then that wouldn't help, but as we get into November, I don't know why I'm so nervous about this particular month.
There is a large number, that's why I've asked you how long it's been going on, because there's a large number of people that I have been working with, and they're in the same position. They're feeling the same thing. They're feeling an anxiety level that's not really anxiety. They don't feel anxious, but there's something happening. You can kind of feel like there's something brewing just over the horizon that you're not seeing, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so you're kind of in that same pattern, in that same position that a few other people that I have spoken with are in. And one of the things that I've noticed with it is that we have to watch, and I'm hearing to share this with you, is that we have to watch how much we allow it to have and to take place and to begin to be consuming of us rather than us being in control. Does that make sense?
Well, I've made decisions and gone forward with what I call just trusting spirit to provide and make everything right.
Okay.
But at the same time, the energy levels around me, and normally I'm not sensitive to the energy.
Okay.
But they're getting more and more tense, and it's like, I've watched everybody seems more sensitive and more willing to just react, and where they have no patience.
Yeah, that's, yes. It's becoming really, really aware. It's becoming, I know I'm probably sounding like I'm repeating you, and I am, because I'm hearing that so often right now, and I'm hearing that coming out from so many people. I'm also hearing to share with you on that as well, that as this type of thing is going on, we don't want to push the river, we don't want to get ahead, and you do want to do like you've been doing of, you know, I'm going to move forward trusting and knowing that my guides and the teachers and the masters and divine sources, they're helping me and making sure that I'm in the right place at the right time and making sure that this, that, and the other thing are all falling into divine order. They have been showing us through, I was sharing with the caller before you, there is a group that does get together and we do some channeling messages that come in on some of the future events that are coming. And one of the things that they've really been talking about is some earth changes and some things that are going to be taking place within the planet itself. And I don't normally talk about that on this program because that's not what I kind of feel that they want me to base this program on. But for what I would like to share with you is some of that uneasiness that we feel is actually picking up some of that vibration that is beginning to make that change and make that awareness beginning to happen. Did that make sense to you?
Yes. And I do feel like we're having earth changes, but I always feel like everybody's in the right place at the right time.
Totally.
And I've been in so many locations when stuff has happened, like when the bomb went off on the train in Madrid. That was the train I was supposed to be on, but I stopped to show somebody something, and so I wasn't on that train. But I've had so many incidences like that, and other people will say, oh, man, we don't want to travel with her. Look what happens. And other people say, yeah, but she's always safe. You want to travel with her?
I agree with them. We want to travel with you because you're listening to that vibration and you're feeling that vibration. Up here when we're having, because we're in a really hot spot within the quakes and that type of thing, there are times that the energy will shift so dramatically that you actually have to hold on to something. You haven't had the quake yet, but you can feel it coming, and that's a very similar, you have a new awakened awareness within yourself that is kind of like, let's call it a safe check mechanism within yourself that they're showing me, that you know when it's time, you'll create a block for yourself to not be in the place where, you know, you could be in the wrong place at the wrong time. You have come with that, so to speak, mechanism within your energy field that keeps you in that safe place as long as you listen to it.
Well, that's why I've never been nervous. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm not an anxious person. I've never been nervous. But this energy is different that's coming. This energy now in November is different than, I mean, I've been in so many close situations and whatever, and this one's different.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's coming from multiple places at the same time. So it's not just one spot on the planet that we can focus on and say our prayers with. It's like it's multiple eruptions. I don't know what else to call it.
I agree, and I understand exactly what you're saying, and I can see, and it has been channeled in information on that there are so many things coming together. There are so many things that are beginning to, it's going to be like this big thing that's festering under the earth of all of this stuff coming together, which is then going to boil out and over, and that's when we're really going to go through some of the stuff that we're going to go through. I did recommend to the gentleman that was on prior to you that I do have a social network. It's called DragonRidersUnite.ning.com. And a lot of the information that people are sharing on there have a lot to do with some of the things that you're talking about. And it's not in a nutshell. Like, we have someone who's talking about some of the health situations that are going on, and some others are talking about some of the earth situations that are going on. And it's that kind of networking where you can go in and find out more of what's happening and why you're feeling how you're feeling.
Okay, so there, that's DragonRidersUnite.com?
.ning, N-I-N-G, .com.
Thank you.
And you don't want to put an HTTP on that or a www, just type it in that way. If you put those on, it won't let you in. But you can go in and find out stuff, ask questions, and other people will communicate within that network as well with you, and they can share some of that same stuff that you're picking up and some of that same stuff that's going on. It's kind of like there's some of us that are, like here in Alaska, we feel like we're kind of sitting looking out over because of everything that's going on around us. And it's just really interesting to see, and yes, you are right. This month, it's like wherever you step, sometimes you can just feel this little zizz of energy coming up through wherever you're at and whatever you're touching, because it is very heightened right now, yes.
Okay, thank you.
All right, well, thanks for your call, and you have a great evening.
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye. I don't often talk about that particular work that we've been doing in the group that we get together with once a week and do bring messages in on that, because, like I said earlier, it's not necessarily the focus of our program, but because the folks have called with these questions and with this wanting to know a little bit more. And that is a social network where you can go in and find out more, some of the channeled messages that have come in and some of the questions that others have put in and comments others have put in. It's an excellent place for that. It's called DragonRidersUnite.ning, N-I-N-G.com. And it's just a networking area where you can communicate and share some information and insight, and if you have bits of information to share, it's really a good place to be able to understand some of that stuff that's going on that we don't necessarily always talk about and that we don't always have revealed to us. But it is something that's very real, and it is something that is very commonly happening. The situations and things with folks that I've worked with, it's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing to know what's coming and what's out there happening. I want to get back on to track, though, and move back into the connections with our guides and with those who want to bring in some more messages. Louise, I'm hearing a message for you that that pain that you had was, yes, it was something that was stuck within your system after not having felt well. But because your resistance was low, you actually tapped into an imprinted energy that created that pain. It wasn't really a pain that you owned. It was actually a pain or It was something that you got into. It was an imprinted energy that you actually connected in with and actually became an imprint with something like you picked up. It's kind of like if you run your hand through a cobweb and how that cobweb will kind of adhere to you and will kind of connect with you. That's kind of what happens with imprinted energies that are left out in and about and in the atmosphere around us. And you picked up one of those type of imprints that brought in that pain, that brought in that physical. You picked up what they had left there as an imprint. And they're saying that through some of the energy healing work that was done with you, you were able to release that. You were able to begin regaining your personal space and washing that energy away from you, and that's why it had happened. Energy imprints are everywhere. We all experience them. We all go in and out of them throughout our daily lives. You may go into a restaurant and sit down to have dinner and be starving, and then by the time you've been sitting in that seat for a few minutes, you feel like, I can't eat, I'm full, I don't feel good, or this or that or the other. And that's an imprint that may have been left there by the person that was in that booth ahead of you. So what I recommend to people is pretend like you're dusting off the crumbs off of the seat. And as you're doing that, you're removing an energy imprint. You're clearing that space. You're making it fresh and clean for you to sit down and be able to, if you're going to a restaurant, enjoy your food. I had a caller on another program who called in that said whenever she sat down and was doing her work, her schoolwork, she felt like she was depressed. And we started doing this imprint release work with her as well of not sitting in that space. So with that said, Louise, you want to make sure that when you go out and you're out and about, and I know that you don't particularly go out in public a whole lot, but when you go out and about, you want to make sure you're cleaning the space and the energy of the places that you're at. They're also showing me, for everybody who's listening, that these are excellent ways that you can go in and about and at different places and not be affected by those energy imprints. And they're saying, like with the shopping carts, I know when I go in the shopping cart and to go grocery shopping, if I don't remember to clear the imprint off of that handle of the shopping cart, by the time I've gone around the second aisle, I'm just absolutely hating my experience because of the imprint that has been left on that handle. If you think about it, the last place that that person has had contact with that shopping cart was after they've paid for their bill, after they've paid for their groceries. And right now, in the economy and the situations that it is, that can be quite a stressful situation. You know, you get up there in line and you know, things that may have normally cost you $50, you're now spending $100 for, and thinking that energy is going to be imprinted into that handle of that cart. So that's where you want to clear that off. You want to wipe that energy imprint off. You want to clear that space so that it doesn't have that effect with you. And make sure that, you know, it's just a little, something so simple as just moving the energy off of that by just kind of breezing your hand across the top of it. Or if you have wet wipes, wipe it off with a wet wipe, that type of thing. It'll help clear those energy imprints that can mess with us, that can kind of set us back, can kind of affect us. I have a message for a Charlie, and I believe this is your nickname. I don't believe that it's your actual name. They're saying it's time to let go of the old, and it's time to move forward into some newness. It's time to move into, the old ways aren't serving your purpose anymore. They're saying it's time for you to move forward. It's time for you to move into newness, into a new awareness, and into a new focus, and into a new horizon, seeing what's coming in and what's changing and letting go of that old stuff, that old past stuff. And I also have another message. I know we're getting close to our top of the hour here, and I don't want to run over, but I do want to share this last message. There's a family that has been seeking information and help to do with a family member who has a behavioral challenge. I believe this behavioral challenge could almost be in the form of like schizophrenia. And this challenge is coming in, and the family's been searching for ways to help this individual. And what I'm hearing is that there is something within his physical environment that has begun to be an influence upon him. There's some dyes in the food and in the beverages that he's been drinking or ingesting that are actually messing with him and really throwing some of this imbalance. His sense system is so hypersensitive that it's really throwing him off whack. And then there's some kind of toxic pollutants within his food that, and I'm not saying somebody's poisoning, I'm saying there's something in his food that has begun being an additive into, like, you know, we're doing the fertilizers and the hormones and all of this to make bigger, better, faster, grow it so that we have more to make supply, demand, and all of that. It's something along that line that's going into some of his foods that's affecting him, and it's playing a role in this condition that he has. If you resonate with this, I want to ask you to give me an email on it, because I feel like there's more information that needs to be shared on this, that it's important. And you can get a hold of me at april@whitewolfapril.com. And I want to thank you for the calls today, and I want to thank you for the opportunity of being able to be together with you once again as we're wrapping the program up and preparing to move forward with our days. And we'll be back with you on Friday. We will have a guest with us on Friday, a gal who's joining with me from Arizona, and she's going to be doing some training, and we're going to be just kind of sharing and visiting and answering questions together as well. And I do want to say, have a wonderful rest of the day. May your life be blessed. May your life be blessed with love, light, and healing. Until next time.